The last composer on tonight's program is undoubtedly the best known, Sofia Gubaidulina. She was born in Kristopol in 1931. She studied piano and composition at the Conservatory of Kazan and the Moscow Conservatory. She became a freelance composer in 1963 and in 1975 founded the improvisation group Astreya. She has been living in Germany since 1992. Most Soviet composers and their immediate predecessors wrote in a tonal style as students before moving on to more progressive idioms. We can see this in the first symphonies of Prokofiev, Shostakovich, and Stravinsky. The progress of Gubaidulina's style extends from early tonal pieces to atonality, to electronic music, to eclecticism. A strong spiritual element is evident in Gubaidulina's music, whatever its style or idiom. And that is something she has in common with Utsvolskaya, by the way, who said that all of her works were filled with religious spirit and would sound best in church. But I digress. The Gubaidulina piece we will hear is Quasi Hocudas for viola, bassoon, and piano. Composed in 1984, it harks back to the medieval technique of the hocket, which comes from the Breton word for hiccups. It is a technique in which the melody is broken up into fragments, which then roam through all the parts in an open filigree texture. In Gubaidulina's work, however, the hocket embraces not only the melodic parameter, but also, and above all, the harmony and the timbres of her material. The filigree writing consolidates itself gradually into a linear continuum, whereby she gives particular importance to cross and number figures such as 7 and 13, which have spiritual symbolism. You'll hear some references to J.S. Bach in this piece, and you'll hear some very original writing. Here are Gubaidulina's words about that sort of thing. My ideal is a relationship to tradition and to new compositional means in which the artist masters all of these means, both new and traditional, but does so in a way that makes it seem he is paying no attention to either of them. Now let's hear Sofia Gubaidulina's Quasi Hocutus for viola, bassoon, and piano with Thomas Open, viola, Wilfred Szobrzanski, bassoon, and Werner Hagen, piano.